Well, let me tell you what is new in my life. Several months ago, I became a father for the very first time. Little girl. So, thank you. Well, my wife and I, we tried for this for a long time. Though, to be honest, I think I was trying a lot harder than she was a lot of nights. I tell you, my wife, bless her heart, she was in labor for 36 hours, too. You know, which is bad enough, but to hear her tell it, it gets worse every time. I'm like, honey, I don't remember the fireman bringing the jaws of life in. You didn't have more stitches in Buford Pusser. Don't tell them that. And everywhere I go, people keep asking me, did we videotape the delivery? No, we did not. Got some nice footage of the conception, but nothing on the delivery there. I mean, why would anybody want to film this? Somebody said, well, it's such a beautiful moment, you know, and I have seen the film. To me, it looks like a wet St. Bernard trying to come in through the cat door. I think any guy that films his wife giving birth, she ought to be able to film his hemorrhoid surgery later on. Look, girls, here's Tony fully dilated. What a trooper he was. Anybody know the shortest time women stay in the hospital now after giving birth, if nothing goes wrong? Anybody know? Less than a day. 6 hours. 6 hours. It takes longer to make chili in the crock pot. That is a tough woman. Woo! Grab the kid, Randy. I got wash to do. Let's go. And I'm not making this up. We took a Lamaze class. During the class, the teacher told the whole group, she goes, now, after your wife's water breaks, do not have sex. I raised my hand. I said, is this really a problem? That's a sensitive husband, isn't it? So just how far apart are the contractions there, sweet thing? Seemed like a shame to waste this semi-private room. See, and they wouldn't tell you that unless somebody had done it. That's what bothers me. I learned a lot about babies in the past few months, too. Do you know babies are nauseated by the smell of a clean shirt? You put on something from the cleaners, they're going to spit up just like that. My wardrobe looks like we have condors living in our yard. And you play with them too hard, they'll spew like a can of beer. I like to shake my daughter up, then hand her to people I don't like. Hold her just a minute, would you? I tell you this, I have learned this too. You have got to change those diapers every day. You do. When it says 6 to 12 pounds on the side of the Pampers box, they're not lying. That is all those things will hold. And changing a diaper is a lot like opening a birthday present from your grandmother. You never know what's inside, but you're pretty sure you're not going to like it. They never seem to bother my wife. She's always like, oh, look, that's not bad at all. Like, oh, honey, you need a nap real bad. That's part of being a mom. Moms will clean up anything. Scientists have proven a mother's spit is the exact chemical composition as Formula 409. Do you know that? Mom spit on a Kleenex, you can get rust off a car bumper with that thing. And they ain't ever been a mess too nasty for a mom to clean up. Like, remember back when you were in school, you come home one day and you'd see something in the dining room floor and you were like, oh, gross. Let's pretend we didn't see it. Let Mom clean it up. Ooh, Sparky ate a bird. And your mom would clean it up. Moms will clean up stuff that would gag the Roto-Rooter man. Sewage shooting out of the toilet. Everybody else is in the yard. Mom's got a mop. Singing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain. We went to visit my mom a couple weeks ago. My mom thinks my new daughter is exceptionally bright because now she will lie on the floor and talk to the ceiling fan. I said, Mom, Uncle Harold does that, and y'all call him an alcoholic. I mean, not that I don't think my daughter's bright. It's just every parent thinks their kids are smart. You know, you never visit people and hear them say, hey, come in here and look at little Tommy. He is dumb as a brick, boy. Turn on the light. He won't even know. Turn the light on. He just sit there all day long, cross-eyed and drooling. Just like his mama, ain't he? I have a cousin. She thinks her oldest child is going to be the next Einstein because now this kid stands out in their yard and goes, airplane. Airplane. I'm like, well, hell, he's 14 years old. You know? Like, I don't want to break your heart, but he's going to have a job with his name on his shirt. A couple people going, wait a damn minute here. I am glad my daughter's cute. I worried about that because there ain't nothing worse than people that have ugly kids and don't know it. They're always the first ones to whip those pictures on you at work, too. You're like, shit. I hadn't had coffee yet. Don't ever do that again. What is this? My wife and I, we have friends. They have the ugliest child you have ever seen. They walked out of the pet store with this boy and the alarm went off. You're going to have to pay for that. We had him when we came in here. We just paid somebody to childproof our house. Have you heard of this? Now you have to put latches on your drawers and cabinets so your children can't hurt themselves. Boy, I remember when I was a kid, my parents had a 900-pound television on top of a TV tray. My dad's theory was let him pull it on his head a few times. He'll learn. Oh, you want to put a penny in the light socket? Try that out. Oh, hurt like hell, didn't it? Don't do that no more. I guess we all reach that age. Like, I remember in high school, a couple times during the year, my mom would have to take me to school in the morning. She'd have on her car coat over her nightgown, curlers in the hair. I'm like, Mom, stop right here. I'll cut through the woods, all right? It's only 14 miles, nothing on a morning like this. You go straight home. Just don't tell anybody you're my mom. And as much as you love your parents, they can always embarrass you all your life, especially the way they dress. See, because I have a theory. I think your parents are riding along on the fashion train, and one day they go, that's it, I ain't going any further. True story. Last year, I'm in the grocery store with my dad. He is wearing a pair of platform-heeled dingo boots, white flare-leg Levi's that only miss the floor by 10 or 12 inches, and a skin-tight, over 40 and feeling foxy t-shirt. Like, Dad, people are staring at you. Well, son, there's something about a dingo, man. Boy, remember when you were growing up and you first found out what sex was all about and you couldn't imagine your parents doing that with each other? That was a gross thought, wasn't it? I never could picture my mother screaming, give it up, you pot-bellied stallion. Mom hates that joke, too. First time she ever heard that, she was so mad. She said, your father used to be an attractive man. I said, yeah, Godzilla used to be a little bitty lizard, too. Somebody has said, how could you even bring a child into the world as bad as things are? Which I don't think that's fair. I think there's lots of ways kids today have it made. Like, if they don't like what's on television, kids now have, what, 40, 50 channels to choose from? Remember how many channels we had when we were kids? Three. And if the president was on, your night was shot, dude. The president's on! He's on every channel! We're gonna miss Flipper!